It's kind of a fun story. It's not the first time, but it's been noted here. Something going on with the NBA Finals, because they're just getting underway. What, they just had a first game the other night.
Yep.
Phoenix was a victory over Milwaukee. But it says here that there is one player that can claim an NBA championship no matter who wins.
Oh, who's that?
Torrey Craig.
Torrey
Craig.
Craig, who?
Well, he played 18 games for Milwaukee earlier this season before traded to Phoenix in March. So he's playing on the team that is in the championship and against now his current team, the Phoenix Suns. And says here that he has qualified, and I don't know what the qualifying rules and regulations are, but he has qualified to get a ring. He played enough games for Milwaukee that if they win, he'll get a ring. And, of course, he's playing for Phoenix. If they win, he'll get a ring.
So, all right. Either way. Wow.
Yep. There is a report that says that if Milwaukee does win, he will not accept a ring because he's playing for Phoenix now.
Yeah.
I don't know. You put in the time.
That's what I think. Might as well take it.
You know, might as well take it. maybe not make as big a deal out of it. But and I know we've had these stories before, even from other sports. You know, I think there's been cases like in football for that. And I want to say there's a recent one. I can't remember the athlete's name. But, you know, they're playing for one team. They get traded to another. And opportunity is knocking there.
Yeah, right. Take it.
But Torrey Craig. So if you're into the NBA Finals, just keep that name in mind. It's one of the storylines they see of the NBA Finals.
All right.
And as long as we have a moment, we should mention the fact that the NHL storyline's over now.
Yeah, that's all over. Tampa Bay wins the Stanley Cup again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the team that Stevie Y built.
Exactly right. We still have those localized fond ties and hoping that what he did for Tampa Bay, he will be eventually doing here for our Detroit Red Wings.
So difficult to be a Tampa Bay sports fan nowadays. They've only had a two-time Stanley Cup champion. Tampa Bay Rays are a pretty good baseball team. And then there's that Tampa Bay Buccaneer team with Tom Brady. Yeah, this has been really awful for a Tampa Bay sports fan. I don't know how they're getting through this at all.
Yeah, I was wondering if Brady was showing up at any of the Lightning games in any of the stands.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall if I saw him there at all.
He's pretty big into sports.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I don't know.
But Giselle probably has him, you know, doing other things.
It is the off-season.
Right.
Before you know.
He's got to stick to that seaweed diet and all that stuff.
Stay in shape so he can play into his mid-50s.
Right.
You know, he's got another 10 years left, I'm sure, in his athletic career.
I'm sorry, though, watching that game last night. The Tampa Bay fans, they don't know. I'm sorry. They treat the Stanley Cup like it's a cultural event, not like it is the greatest thing that's happening, a sports spectacle. Like we Red Wings
like
fans.
Red
we
Wings
go
fan
nuts
yes.
when we win the Stanley Cup. They were like, hey, this is very, very nice. Oh, look at that. There's a silver cup. Isn't that just lovely? I don't know. They're not like us.
Maybe it's a problem. They've just been winning so many things that it's becoming mundane.
Yeah, maybe it's becoming boring for them. True. Yeah.
Passé. Another championship. A big deal. You know, they got the Lombardi Trophy.
Right. Yeah, it could
Stanley
be.
Stanley Cup now. Well,
Tampa Bay is the city of champions. I never thought I'd say that.
Boy. You're not kidding there. Put to bed another sports season.
Yeah, for the NHL. Now let's hope a good draft for the Wings. And maybe we can get them back in the playoffs for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Next year.
I'm sure the folks at, of course, Little Caesars Arena just waiting for a playoff game.
Well, and
sure.
we'd appreciate it here at WSGW as well.
Yeah.
Since we air the Red Wings, if we could get them back into the playoffs.